It's Friday. The weekend is here. There are many things to be thankful for as the weekend approaches, and the number one thing to be thankful for, Len, is that you are not Aaron Schlossberg.
Well, yeah, I mean,
the racist lawyer.
What a jerk. Did you see all that video yesterday? Especially from the New York Post. I loved it.
So the New York Post has the best reporters in the world, and there was a New York Post reporter out there chasing down Aaron Schlossberg, the racist lawyer who was at Fresh Kitchen, yelled at the staff because they were speaking Spanish. The Post tried to corner him yesterday. He's got the umbrella on, or he's got the hood over his head.
Aaron, why won't you show your face? I mean, don't you want to stand by those things you said yesterday?
That's your reporter?
That's Cindy Adams. That's gossip columnist Cindy Adams reporter. On the beat. Cindy Adams getting the scoop.
Listen to this.
So you speak Spanish fluently, but you couldn't talk to them?
You speak Spanish fluently? You can't talk to us? Boy. Your guy was relentless. You know who that was?
He was great. I do not know who that reporter was, but he was on top of old Aaron Schlossberg, and Aaron's got the jacket over his head, ducking the questions, running away. This guy...
He was hiding behind an umbrella?
What a jerk. Does this guy have any clients left?
Oh, I think he's finished.
He's finished.
How can he practice?
He's dead.
Supposedly he was booted out. I guess he was renting temporary space. I don't know what kind of a lawyer he was.
Yeah, but he can't go into his office now.
They kicked him out.
There's a sign that says that he's been evicted from the building.
Yes. But apparently this wasn't his first outburst.
No.
You see some other. This is the guy who was yelling. Remember this at this restaurant in Midtown?
Fresh Kitchen.
And all the employees only spoke Spanish, and he ranted against them.
You're running a place in Midtown Manhattan. Your staff should be speaking.
Because of people like you, our nation.
I am called ICE.
So that they can see.
Maybe you shouldn't eat that sandwich today. Take a break from the food.
Maybe you should get hit by a car, you piece of
Maybe you should get hit by a car, you piece of ass. That's what the ladies.
Listen, at this point, I think Aaron Schlossberg is thinking, if only I had been hit by a car, he would have been better off.
It was almost painful to watch as the Post was chasing him down the street and yelling at him. Why don't you show your face? He can't talk. You can only speak Spanish. you rant. Well, what's with you?
Listen, having worked for the Post for 20 years, I can tell you, you do not want to have a Post reporter on your tail because we are relentless.
Wouldn't it be better if he just lowered the umbrella and said, I can't comment?
You know what? He should lower the umbrella. He should go to the Post and say, look, I'm sorry. What I said was offensive. It was terrible. Please forgive me. And
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. How do you say I'm sorry in Spanish?
The thing is, dealing with the New York Post, you're going to get screwed any way you go.
That's true.
It's not going to come out positive.
That's true. That's the way you
You can defang a reporter by being open, honest, and candid. If he had taken his coat off his head, folded up his umbrella, and given the interview to the Post and said, I was a jerk. I was stupid. What I said was wrong. I apologize to every Spanish-speaking person in the world. The reporter would have been sort of, wow, I got the story. That would have been the headline. That would have been the headline.
Nah, you guys.
He should have shed a tear.
You guys were twisted.
He should have shed a tear.
It would have been fake news.
You know what they would have done? It's like, oh, yeah, he apologized, but he didn't show remorse. You guys would have grilled him no matter what.
You think we have no heart, we tabloid reporters?
Yes. Pretty much. Pretty much. Heart of stone.
We would have roasted him. The guy's finished. Old Aaron Schlossberg, the racist lawyer.
Oh, boy.
Wow, man, this guy's got to get out of town.
Boy, his family must be so proud.
Yeah, we don't know anything about his family.
Do
we know if he's married?
Do we know if he's related to the Kennedys? Do we know anything?
What?
No.
Schlossberg.
That's Carolyn Kennedy's name.
That's right.
Schlossberg.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
This is her cousin?
No. I don't know. This guy's from West Virginia, apparently.
Oh, well.
Hello.
It's a southern branch of the Schlossberg family.
He's a member of the KKK down there.
No, stop.
Also, around in the big 3-2, this terrible bus crash in New Jersey has killed a teacher. Her name is Jennifer Marie Williamson, identified in the Times, and a student. We don't know the student's name, but my God, did you see the pictures of the bus? It is totally mangled.
I think it's a miracle that there were only two deaths.
Absolutely.
Especially when you hear what apparently happened. Now, just piecing it together, trying to, you know, obviously I wasn't on that piece of highway, yep. And maybe if you drive 80 on Mount Olive, and maybe you know this little area. If you're driving there right now, give us a call, 800-321-0710. Apparently, there were three buses going on this field trip from the Eastbrook Middle School in Paramus. Fifth grader was killed.
Yeah.
So three buses. One bus misses the exit. So apparently, there's one of these authorized U-turn areas for official vehicles, you know, police or whatever.
But is a bus an official vehicle?
No. So apparently, now I'm just piecing this together. Apparently, the bus crosses several lanes of traffic trying to get to this U-turn area, and the driver plans on making this U-turn to go back in the other direction and then make the exit. That's when the dump truck just T-boned it. That's my guess on what happened here. So,
do we know how fast these the vehicles were going?
Well, look, in that route, I go Route 80 all the time when I go to Ohio. Right. You're going pretty good. You're going 70,
you're sailing
easy
along.
70.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah.
And, you know, just because you got a dump truck doesn't mean you're slow.
No, hey.
No, not at all.
I had a dump truck pass me the other morning on the LIE going 80.
Yeah.
We were going 60. The dump truck went 80.
Look at the force of that thing. I mean, it knocked the chassis off of the main frame.
Yeah. No, the bus was completely crumpled.
Hey, Joe, you know that part of the road?
How you doing, guys? Yeah, I drove that road. I drove it from, 80 for about 20 miles for about 2 years, 20-mile stretch of it. It's insanity. The speed that people do, the cutting in and out. Obviously, I wasn't there yesterday. I haven't worked there in a long time, but I can't see how it's changed much in about a year or two since I've done it. I don't know what they're going to do because there's troopers all over the place already. Huh. I think it's because it's a lot of straightaway, maybe. And it's just it's the Indy 500.
I'm sure you're right.
You're not supposed to make a turn on 80.
I know, but I know, but I guess you've probably seen these authorized.
They're not authorized.
Well, for police.
Okay, but not for
vehicles.
You ever seen police? Do they put their lights on?
Right. Well, yes.
Yeah. When they make a turn,
and let everybody know what they're going to do.
Thanks,
nobody
Joe.
Expects
Appreciate
a bus to be turning in there.
Hey, let's go to Steve from Jersey City
online
too. Good morning, Steve.
Hey guys, terrific show. Hey, listen, I teach up in Bud Lake in Flanders, which is part of the Mount Olive Township, and it's a long straightaway. Nobody on earth does 55 there. Everyone's doing 75, 80. And what's interesting is whenever you see police cars shoot by, like at 90 miles an hour with the lights on lots of times, they have to get 200 miles, like the state troopers, they have to get 200 miles per shift. And lots of times they just, like, don't get it. So last minute, they fly like maniacs.
What are you talking
down
about?
80.
Really? What's he talking about? Yeah. A policeman has to do a certain number of miles on a shift? They check his odometer?
I'm sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
State troopers have to do 200 miles per shift. Lots of times they end up sleeping somewhere, and they're like, oh, crap, I got to get these miles. So you'll see them flying 90 miles an hour on Route 80 to get their miles.
I never heard of that. That's crazy. Yeah. Hey, so, Steve, do you know what this turnoff or an official turnoff that this bus driver was probably looking for?
Yeah, what happens is a lot of people sometimes when they miss it, last minute they try to grab it.
And it's one of these turnoffs just for what? Official vehicles and police, right?
Yeah, there's an official turnoff and then you got your exit.
Right.
But I don't know what he did, but all I know is around there, it's like the caller before me said, it's like the Indy 500 up there. It's such a straightaway. You're driving like your AJ Foyt.
That's crazy. You know? Thanks, Steve. Thanks for listening.
Thanks,
you know,
Steve.
I didn't realize, Joe, maybe you knew. Do you know that the state troopers have a certain number of miles they have to log? Is that true?
No, it kind of makes sense because, otherwise what they'll do is they'll sleep all day and just sit on the side of the road.
Well, let's not cast aspersions on the law enforcement. But if this place is like the Indy 500, where is the police presence there? Why aren't they stopping people who are speeding
kind
there?
That's kind of isolated way out there. It's a long distance between the exits. But nobody makes left turns on 80. You don't. It's not allowed.
Yeah, it sounds like they're going to a cutoff to try to turn around. Natalie, what?
Well, I'm up on Route 80, not a little further south in that, because my daughter goes to school off of 80, and she already told me she's going to be driving next year, and she refuses to go to school on 80. She's going to take back roads because it is like a speedway.
Yeah.
Wow.
80 should be what people think the speed limit is, because it is 80.
Well, Governor Murphy, if you're listening, come on, we got it. This is crazy.
Absolutely.
Absolutely crazy. Now we have a fifth grader dead and the school teacher dead.
No. It's not because of the speed. It's because of a bus driver making a very dumb decision.
Now, I've seen people, because it's going so fast, you don't even realize what you're doing. You're just moving. Right. Then you see and I've seen people pull two or three lanes over to get to the exit.
But
I have never seen anybody go through one of those turnarounds. Because first of all, it's barely a road.
That's right.
I'll just guess. I don't know this for sure.
No,
I know,
but this is the speculation.
Sure. This is the speculation about what happened.
But that's a good point. If you are barreling down,
to turn?
Yeah, you're barreling down, you're cruising in the thing, and all of a sudden this bus comes out of nowhere?
And boom. Let alone coming from the middle lane.
Wow. All right. All rounding out the big three, we got this some wedding going on this weekend with some nobody cares. Some broken down old inbred royal families getting married somehow.
Yeah, and Prince Charles is going to walk her down the aisle.
Oh, great.
Hey, we're going to have a royal quiz. You know the way we do our Super Bowl test every year? These are real bets people can make, prop bets on the royal wedding, and we're all going to chime in and do a contest. We'll do that later this morning.
Oh, good. I'm very excited.
I know you
can. I can't wait. I love this royal wedding. Oh, I'm going to get up early and watch it. I'm going to be excited. Hey, stick with us when we come back. You've got to hear this. This adorable grandmother, she got her first iPhone. And she's taking selfies. She has no idea what she's doing, but she's so cute. She is so cute.
Morning, everyone. It's 6:25. Yes, the sun will come out Monday, for sure. Forecast just is kind of bleak. And hopefully they'll get it wrong for Sunday. They got it wrong late yesterday afternoon. The sun came out. It was beautiful. So let's hope we see the sun again soon. A couple of programming notes. About an hour from now, we'll give away Michael's personal seats, Met tickets. It's 7:30 and 8:30. And also at 7:53, the Mooch. Anthony Scaramucci, is he really pitching a TV show with Michael Avenatti, Daniels lawyer?
I feel you don't get enough Michael Avenatti on TV.
But now you can get him with Mooch.
I just don't see that guy on television enough.
Oh, you're going to hear Mooch at 7:53. All right, this is just a dopey story. This lady gets in a car accident in Ocala, Florida, and the car crash is a fatal crash. She's drunk. She winds up killing a 60-year-old woman. Her mugshot has the huge smile.
Oh,
she's so
God.
Happy. And the family is just outraged. They said, "That disgusts me," says the sister of the poor lady who died. "That means she has no remorse for what she did at all. I hope the judge sees that picture and says the same thing."
You take a look at that woman with her big smile. She could be posing for pictures of a family at Disney World, for God's sake.
It's unbelievable. We're going to post the picture on our website, 710WOR.com/LennonMichael. Speaking of pictures,
here's my favorite,
Mr. Riedel.
My favorite story of the day. Adrian Gutowski. She's a grandma. So, you know, she's up there. She's up there.
Well, I know some grandmas who are not up there, okay?
All right, well, this one is up there, okay? She's up there. She's adorable. Adrian Gutowski. She's up there.
Right.
She gets an iPhone. She's never had one before. And she starts playing around with it. And she discovers the photograph part and how you can turn it around and look at yourself in the phone. And this is what she says.
"Why did my phone turn into a mirror?"
Why did my phone turn into a mirror?
"I'm looking at my face and, oh my, look at all these wrinkles."
Is this a put on? Natalie, is this real?
No, who cares if it is or it's not?
It's
so cute. Come on.
You've got to be kidding me.
Selfie mode, Grandma.
A selfie? What the heck is a selfie?
Okay.
This is supposed to be a smartphone. It's not that smart. I want my flip phone back.
That sounds like a total put on.
Well, she's adorable.
No,
we're posting the video. All I have to say is that there's something about her that reminds me of Nathan Lane dressed up as an old lady.
Nathan Lane in the Birdcage.
Maybe.
Nathan Lane in the Birdcage.
Let's hear. Is this Nathan?
What did my phone turn into, a mirror?
That's definitely fake.
You know, oh, come on, fake. You cynical old newsman.
It sounds fake.
No, that's
somebody
not
put her up to it.
No,
somebody
that's
put her up
that's,
to it. No,
right,
here's
not
what you
fake.
Say, Grandma.
What did my phone turn into, a mirror? I'm looking at my face and, oh my, look at all these wrinkles. You've got to be kidding me.
She does sound like the voice of a cartoon character.
A selfie? What the heck is a selfie?
It's a picture.
This is supposed to be a smartphone. It's not that smart. I want my flip phone back.
Yeah,
back. I want it back.
She wants a rotary phone.
Sounds like a skit from a bad sitcom.
Oh, come on, Bartlett.
Really,
come on.
Funny,
why are you casting cold water on this
it's
cute
fake.
Little woman?
No, we know where this adorable. Lady's from. Any idea? We have a name. We don't know where she's from, do we? Just
no.
one of these internet deals.
Yeah.
All right, go look at cute, adorable grandma
on our
let
website.
Us know, is it real
yeah,
or fake?
Call us 1-800-321-0710. Take a look at grandma on our website, 710wr.com/Len and Michael, and tell us if you think it's real
yeah.
or fake. Like,
let us
real,
know what you think.
Real headlines or fake headlines?
Yeah, let us know. You think
real
it's
grandma,
real or
fake grandma.
We want to know.
I thought it was cute.
Hey, listen to this jerk. You think the lawyer is a jerk here in town. This guy, Larry Wayne Price in Virginia, was reported missing. He was then found hours later on the side of the road. He told police he was kidnapped, drugged, and held against his will by members of a motorcycle gang. The FBI said, no. No. He was running away to start a new life with his mistress. What a jerk. His wife reported the missing in his hometown of Bluefield. They launched a massive search that included the use of state police, helicopters, and dogs.
Oh, my God.
And they found him by the side of the road.
What was he doing on the side of the road?
I don't know. He's trying to escape his wife.
Hitchhiking.
Maybe his wife sounds like this.
What did my phone turn into, a mirror?
Maybe so that's running away. I don't know. Anyway, they got this jerk, and he's being held on a $500,000 bond. All right. We've reached 6:30, which means it's time for latest news headlines. Good morning to you, Joe Bartlett.
Okay, Len, good morning. Our news brought to you by NYC Pain MD, leaders in non-surgical orthopedic treatment for arthritis pain. Call 1-855-OLD-KNEES. Grief counselors on hand at that Eastbrook Middle School in Paramus today after a teacher and student killed in a bus accident yesterday. The suggestion is the bus driver may have been trying to make an illegal turn. The teacher killed, identified as Jamie Marie Williamson. The student not identified. 43 were hurt, and parents rushed to the school yesterday after hearing about the accident, including this woman.
And I lost it and just came running here. That's all. And when I found out he was not on that bus, of course, you're feeling relieved, but I know all his classmates, and my heart goes out. You know, it's like they're one of mine.
Joey, do we know the condition? We had heard yesterday that some were critical.
Are they still saying
that?
Yeah, a couple are in critical condition. Jeez. Yes, yeah. You know, the other interesting aspect in this accident here, the bus did have seatbelts.
Oh, yeah, I was wondering about that.
Yeah, they
so
did.
So all
have
the kids had seatbelts?
Yes, yeah.
Maybe that contributed to the fact that, to the fact there weren't more.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, that was good news that I heard. One person in custody after he fired shots at the president's golf club in Doral, Florida. Police say the shots were fired early this morning. It's not clear how many were fired. Nobody was hit. The suspect was yelling obscenities about the president. He's been taken into custody.
His name is Len Berman.
This guy's nuts. No, stop. But this guy was clearly nuts. If he walks into Doral and starts shooting a gun.
What do you
come
expect?
On.
Hey, a lot was made yesterday of the president's comments when he referred to illegal immigrants as animals. You played it a number of times there, Len. The White House, and you know, you didn't say it yesterday. It didn't make it clear, but the White House wants it to be known the president was talking about the MS-13 gang.
You mean this soundbite?
We have people coming into the country, or trying to come in. We're stopping a lot of them. But we're taking people out of the country. You wouldn't believe how bad these people are. These aren't people. These are animals.
Okay, yes. Well, here's what he says today.
When the MS-13 comes in, when the other gang members come into our country, I refer to them as animals. And guess what? I always will.
So
yes,
you okay with that comment now?
Well, I knew. Well, I knew yesterday.
Well, you didn't
yes,
play
we
it like
did.
That.
Everyone,
you didn't
we,
play.
We
like,
told you
they were
using
the
like,
liberal no, mainstream
no,
media,
no, no,
taking
no,
out
no.
of context.
You were saying that he's referring to all.
I did not say
way,
that.
And Bartlett and
I never said that. You're putting words in
know
my mouth.
A little bit about the news. We came in and we said he was talking about the gang members.
I didn't have a problem with that. I never said he was talking about all immigrants, but you know,
why don't you take a selfie?
Okay.
By the way, I did hear
Grandma.
A stat. by the way, you two, let's grandpa to you. I did hear a fact that crime amongst immigrants is lower than crime amongst people who actually live here legally. So I just want you to know that. I heard that somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere. Ahead.
Carry on.
Fake news.
All right. Well, here's the big news this morning. Prince Charles is going to walk Meghan Markle down the aisle when she marries Prince Harry tomorrow.
Why are you playing that music again, Joe?
Wedding Trust bells. Me, I'm
Why
not.
Why do you keep playing that?
All right. Obviously, her father couldn't come because he had open-heart surgery. Apparently, they didn't want her mother walking her down the aisle.
I don't think she wants any family member anywhere near that church tomorrow. You don't want the Beverly Hillbillies there.
I would have paid to see her black mother.
Yeah, I know.
Walk her down the aisle at what I would give to see that.
Honestly, do you think she has much say in what's going on this wedding at all?
No.
They said, "Hey,
Meghan, you mean?"
Here, yeah, exactly. Here's Prince Charles. He's walking you down. Next. I mean, I don't think she has much of a choice.
And by the way, if you object, remember the royal family, they had Princess Diana killed, so you better be careful around those people.
Oh, boy.
they did.
Oh, boy.
You'd think that was a car accident? Please.
That's one happy family. I'm sorry, John.
Actually, I'm with you on that one, Michael.
It hasn't
been proved.
Absolutely. I don't think they had her killed. Yes, she was embarrassing the family, running around with Dodi Fayed. Yes.
What do you think? This is House of Cards?
They control MI5. They control all these security systems.
Right,
they've done all this stuff to keep themselves in power all these years. This is why we broke away from them. And now, what are all Americans doing? Ooh, going to get up early to watch the royal wedding. Jesus, give me a break.
We want to see if they knock anyone off at the ceremony. Anyone going to get off? Are you done, Joe, or not?
Yeah, I'm okay. Well done.
Thanks, pal. Hey, remember Callie Quinn? She got a Staten Island high school girl, got 500,000 retweets, so she's having her prom pictures taken with the Mets at Citi Field. That happens tonight. We're going to talk live with Callie in just a few moments.
Good morning, everybody. At 6:43 on a Friday. Now, you want to talk about a super fan, Lynn.
She's great. We've had Callie on before when this whole thing went down, but, you know, refresh our audience's mind on what the story's all about.
Callie Quinn, she's going to her prom, and she wanted to take a Met with her.
Right.
You know, maybe one of the Mets players.
Sure, why not? Who doesn't want to take a Met?
And she approached the Mets, and the Mets said, listen, we'd love to come, but we're going to be out of town that day.
Yeah.
But if you tweet out that you want a Met to come with you, and if you get 500,000...
Yes.
Likes or retweets?
Well, retweets, yeah.
Retweets.
And I'll bet you the Mets never thought she'd get it.
If
so they set the bar high. Right. Hey, yeah, kid. Hey, yeah. You get 500,000 retweets.
You can come to Citi Field.
You come to Citi Field in your prom dress and have pictures with all the players.
Yeah. And that's the end of it, right?
Well,
that's
guess what?
Well, she got 500,000.
And today's the day she's going to Citi Field.
And Callie Quinn joins us on the line. Congratulations,
hey, Callie.
Callie.
How you doing?
How are you?
Hi, thank you so much.
I know Callie's voice. I have to explain. Callie, I think, is so excited and has been talking so much. Your voice is a little... Don't lose your voice completely now, Callie.
I'm in a variety show. It's a 90s themed. And so last night was our opening night, so it's a little scratchy.
Okay.
Oh, wow. So you're a singer too, Callie.
I'm not very good. I just like to do it.
So, Callie, tell me, how did you have this idea? Why did you want a Met to take you to the prom?
It was just kind of like a funny joke at first, like, because I love the Mets, like, I'm a huge fan, so I was like, I'm just going to ask just to see what they say, and they follow me, and I DM them all the time, so I was just like, I might as well just ask, like, I never thought that they'd actually answer, so.
So when they told you 500,000 retweets, did you have the same reaction I did?
No chance.
No way.
I think I was actually just, like, so excited that they actually just gave it to me. That I was just kind of like, all right, like, let's just go. Let's just do it.
And you got some famous people and famous retweets, didn't you? And a lot of people following you?
Yeah.
Who were some of the people?
Chelsea Clinton, Taylor Hall from the Devils, a bunch of the Mets, William Shatner, which has been, like, all over this. That was really cool.
William Shatner,
that's
really?
Cool. Very cool.
Wow.
Yeah, he's so cool.
Hey, Callie, let me ask you. So if you had your pick... If one of the Mets were in town and could accompany you to the prom, who would it
be?
Well,
Before you answer, let me guess. I'm going to guess Thor.
Yeah.
Bingo.
You could stroke that blonde hair, right?
Him and Conforto are my number one, so those are my guys.
He and who is number one?
Conforto.
Oh, Michael Conforto, really good guy. So Noah Syndergaard, Michael Conforto. So what's the deal? You're getting hair and makeup, and then you're going in your prom dress to Citi Field this afternoon to have your picture with the players, correct?
Yeah.
And do you know which players? Or do you get all of them, or how's that going to work?
No, I have no clue.
Oh, wow. Huh. I think my
mom knows, but she won't tell me anything.
You know, knowing the Mets, they're going to do it up special. Met will be there. He'll be on the scoreboard. I think the Mets are going to do it up great today.
Callie, who's designed your dress?
So a store in Brooklyn called Anais Boutique, they do custom-made dresses. So I went into the store one day, and I picked out pieces of dresses that I liked, and they put it all together, and it's so pretty. I love it so much.
Oh, what color is it?
It's blue, and it's a corset back, so the string is orange.
Oh, orange and blue. Cute. Oh, very cute.
Like a baseball.
No, wait.
That's great.
Now, do you have a corsage? Are they going to give you an orange and blue corsage or something?
I'm not sure, but I know that on the day of the actual prom, I'm going to have an orange corsage.
Okay, so the actual prom you're going to go to, that's on the 25th, correct?
Yeah.
And you're going to go solo, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know who might be available? Matt Harvey. How do you feel about him?
Oh, boy. So when I heard about the trade to Cincinnati, I was more like upset than I thought I was going to be. Because, I mean, I really didn't like him very much towards the end of his career with the Mets. But then I was like, it's over. Like, it's like the end of an era in New York.
Well, it's not that big. Listen, I've been around a little bit longer. It's not the biggest era that you're going to lose. There have been some bigger sports eras in New York than Matt Harvey. Trust me.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, Callie, we wish you the best of luck
this
today.
Is super, Callie.
Have
this
fun with the Mets. Tell Thor I said hello.
Thank you so much.
And can't wait to see the pictures. Now, I know we sent you tickets. I think Howie Rose sent you tickets, maybe invited you to the booth. So I think a lot of good stuff's going on.
Yeah, and send us a picture.
I love the Rose family. They are the best people alive.
All right. Well, send us a picture of yourself in the dress at the prom, all right?
Yeah, we want to see it.
Yeah, of course.
All right.
Thanks, Callie. Way to go, kid.
Thanks, Callie. Thanks
a lot. No
problem.
Thank you so much.
Callie's going to Citi Field, but when we get back, we're going to go to Trump Land. What did he mean when he called immigrants animals? And is the summit with North Korea still on? We'll have all that and more.
Coming up on 6:54. Happy Friday, everybody. Not a great story we've been dealing with in New Jersey bus accident. Coming up after the top of the hour, and then we'll be dealing with that story, and then Alice Stockton Rossini is standing by the Eastbrook Middle School in Paramus, where the bus originated, and classes are on today, Michael. So,
they are, yes. So, teacher killed and a student killed.
So we don't know the student's name. The teacher was a 20-year veteran teacher, Jennifer Williamson, a social studies teacher, and the word from the school is just, you know, the teacher everyone loved, you know.
They were on a
teacher.
Field trip. Do we know where they were going?
Yeah, a place called Waterloo. I'm not familiar with that. Natalie, what is that?
Yes, Waterloo Village is a big destination for school trips.
What is it?
It's like a
water slide park or something?
No,
like
no. It's a historical village.
Waterloo? It's where Nelson beat Napoleon?
Napoleon.
No, not quite. But it's one of these standard New Jersey school trips. Everybody goes to Waterloo at some point.
It's an old-time village.
It's like a Revolutionary War site or something like that?
Exactly. It's, you know, older homes and, yeah, exactly, reenactment type things. But
Riverwalk.
It's...
Stop.
I was thinking, I mean, this was so upsetting to me. Obviously, I have a child in middle school, and I understand a school trip day is probably the best day of the year. For a kid that age.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean...
This time of year.
Oh, yeah.
Parents normally go along, too?
Well, sometimes there's parent chaperones and obviously teachers. There were 3 busloads of kids. It was a lot of students. You know, you're looking at probably almost 150 kids at this trip. So it was a lot of kids. I'm sure there were a lot of chaperones. But there was nothing more exciting than a school trip. And they were all going there. Sure. And to think that the 2 buses got there and they didn't realize the 3rd bus hadn't gotten there yet, but the teachers knew what happened, that I had heard that all the students had to have their cell phones left at school, so they didn't have any communication, so they had no idea. They stayed there for 10 minutes, and they said, you know, there's a bad weather situation going on, we have to return.
Oh, wow.
So they put them back in the bus, not knowing, and when they got back to school, their parents were there, and they were told when they got there that the other bus had gotten into this horrific accident.
We're going to get into this after the top of the hour, and then we'll talk to Alice at the school. We're going to talk about Donald Trump news. You want to hear a couple of tweets he put out today? Want to hear what's on the president's mind?
I always want to know what our great leader is thinking.
Great and glorious leader?
Yes.
What are you, in North Korea? he put out a tweet. Apparently, the Department of Justice put a spy in the Trump campaign. This has never been done before, and by any means necessary, they are out to frame Donald Trump for crimes he didn't commit. He's quoting some guest of Lou Dobbs. He says, really bad stuff. Huh. And then he tweeted just moments ago, and these are the couple of subjects we're going to deal with. Fake news media had me calling immigrants or illegal immigrants animals. Wrong. They were begrudgingly forced to withdraw their stories. I refer to MS-13 gang members as animals. A big difference, and so true. Fake news got it purposely wrong, as usual. See, that's...
That was clear to me that he mentioned the gang members.
That's the part that always bothers me. That he says that fake news got it purposely wrong. I don't believe that.
What do you mean? You don't believe that the mainstream media is out to get him?
On purpose. He says yes. They got it wrong on purpose. I don't buy that argument.
No, they do.
I don't buy it.
They're out to get him.
They don't make up stories and intentionally do wrong stories. Now, do they get their facts wrong? Did they put the wrong emphasis here?
It's the spin.
Perhaps. I don't think it was on purpose.
They purposely put a negative spin on everything he says because they believe he is a threat to democracy. So, all you have to do is read the New York Times. The whole tone of the paper is this man must be stopped.
We can't read the Times today because apparently they had a blackout at their printing plant, I'm told, and we haven't gotten our paper. So we can't read it.
I wonder if Trump called Con Ed.
We have people coming into the country or trying to come in. We're stopping a lot of them. But we're taking people out of the country. You wouldn't believe how bad these people are. These aren't people. These are animals.
He's clearly referring to the gang members, not all immigrants.
Well, but if you just play that bite, it sounds like he's talking about anybody he's deported.
No.
The bite. He doesn't mention MS-13 in this bite.
No, but that's clearly what the implication of what he's saying is. Well, he's thinking about these gang members, these drug lords, all of the criminals that are trying to get in here, that's what he's talking about.
Well, here's what Sarah said yesterday in a briefing.
The president was very clearly referring to MS-13 gang members who enter the country illegally and whose deportations are hamstrung by our laws. Yeah. Frankly, I think that the term animal doesn't go far enough, and I think that the president should continue to use his platform and everything he can do under the law to stop these types of horrible, horrible, disgusting people.
Now,
I love her. She just amps it up.
She does. Here's what the president said to clean it up.
When the MS-13 comes in, when the other gang members come into our country, I refer to them as animals, and guess what? I always will.
Well, there you go. So you buy into it. I'm going to ask
The problem was you had it out of context.
But do you think they intentionally?
Yes.
Yeah.
You think they intentionally took it out of context?
Yes.
You guys are drinking the Kool-Aid.
Absolutely.
You guys are clearly drinking the Kool-Aid.
Len, they pounce on everything the guy says to put him in a bad light.
I don't disagree with that. But not intentionally taking it out of context. I don't buy that argument.
Of course they do it intentionally. Absolutely. Oh, anything that he gives them that they can
intentionally
spin.
Take any quote of his and spin it to be
false. Yes. Yes. Yes.
All right. Yes. I'm sure our listeners agree with you, and I'm sure all the other radio hosts on the station agree with you. I think that's nonsense.
Stop watching CNN and tune into Fox.
All right, coming up, the horrific school crash. All right, rise and shine, everyone. It's 7:05. Hope you're all doing well. I know they're not doing well in Paramus, particularly at the Eastbrook Middle School. Just what a tragedy yesterday. Just a regular school trip. And apparently the bus, there were three buses going on a field trip from the middle school. One bus driver missed the exit, and apparently, what we're trying to piece together, he saw a U-turn area that's for official vehicles like police, so he crosses several lanes to get to that U-turn area. At that point, he's hit by a dump truck. The bus is demolished. One youngster is killed. One beloved teacher is killed. It seems like a miracle that others weren't, and it seems to me that this driver is in a whole lot of trouble.
Yeah, we have not heard from the driver. I don't think we even know his name yet, but apparently there were seat belts on the bus.
Yeah.
So maybe if the kids were strapped in, that's cut down on fatalities. But the kids, they're injuries.
Yeah, there are, and some critical. Before we delve into that story, let's clean up the last little brouhaha we had here on the radio station talking about Donald Trump's tweet. Now, Trump was reacting to how the media handled his immigration comment when he called some illegal immigrants animals. He says he was clearly referring to MS-13. And then the end of his tweet, he said, fake news got it purposely wrong as usual. That's where I took issue with, because I don't think fake news gets... First of all, I don't think necessarily it's fake news, but I don't think the news media intentionally gets stories wrong. Now, do they slant stories? Do they not like the president? Okay, I get it. But do they intentionally? Okay, let's intentionally put this out there wrong. I don't buy it, but Joe from Norwalk, Connecticut wants to set me straight. Go ahead, Joe. I'm listening.
Len, you make me want to drive into a wall.
Well, don't, please. And if you do, please wear your seatbelt.
I hope you're not driving a bus.
I'm on I-95 going south right now, and oh, my God. Len, when you see headline after headline after headline that almost reads exactly the same, he's calling them animals. When the sheriff of Fresno is talking about MS-13, her soundbite ends and his soundbite begins by saying these are animals. I mean, it is on purpose. It is here to smear our president. It is clear, because anybody that is a professional reporter should check the context of what is being said and then make the headline from there. This is so...
Joe, look out for the truck on your left.
Oh, my God. Len, it's on purpose.
But Joe, wait a minute, Joe. You are right, because he was responding to what the mayor of Fresno was saying, but you never hear what the mayor of Fresno said. They just go right to Trump saying they're a bunch of animals.
Hey, Joe and Riedel. Hey, Joe, I'd rather listen to you. Hey, Joe, I understand what you're saying, and I think you're correct. My nitpick is I don't think they do that on purpose.
Of course they do it on purpose, Len.
Every one of these headlines read the same. If it wasn't on purpose, you'd have one with a mistake. The other one's basically saying the truth.
And where are those headlines from, Joe? The New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN.
Hey, Joe, why don't you come in here and hold hands with Riedel? I'm tired of it.
Hey, listen. Okay, if I could fill in one day and do the Len and Joe show, trust me, Len, you'd need to wear a helmet.
Joe, don't throw things at me. Don't drive into the wall. You sound like a violent person, Joe.
I'm going away at the end of June for a vacation, Joe. Come on in.
I'm a very nice guy, but I'm telling you right now, Len, please open up your eyes, because this is so clear. There's nothing this president can ever do that's going to be spun in a positive way. How do you take a very clear question and comment by the sheriff of Fresno, and he answers it, and now every illegal immigrant is an animal that should be thrown out. Right. And he is such a racist, an animal, for saying such horrible things about poor immigrants when he's talking about murdering gang members.
Hey, Joe.
I mean,
Joe.
Unbelievable.
Joe.
Yes,
drive safely, Joe.
Take care, guys.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate
Joe
it.
Joe was right. Open your eyes, Mr. Magoo. You don't think the mainstream media will jump on anything Trump says?
I didn't say they
would. Wrench it out of context so they can use it to bludgeon him?
I have faith in newsmen like Joe Bartlett. I've grown up in newsrooms my whole life, so has Bartlett.
But I don't think they're intentionally getting it wrong.
Are they looking for an angle because they don't like Trump? I'll buy that. But are they intentionally?
That's intentional.
Are they intentionally getting it wrong? I don't buy that argument. Maybe I'm just parsing words here.
The story yesterday was pitched in a way that this is the President Trump said some controversial comments about illegal immigrants.
Right.
Here's the comment.
Right.
And the main stories did not include the fact that was a reference to MS-13. That's a big omission.
They left it out of the story completely.
On purpose.
Yes.
On purpose.
On purpose. I don't think so.
Well, my God, how stupid can you be?
Natalie, he's calling me stupid. Is this the current host or the previous guy? He's calling me stupid on the air.
I'm getting naive.
That's
not nice. Joe, at least before he drove into the wall, was calling the Joe the caller. Yeah. He's at least calling me naive, not stupid. Yeah, yeah. Well, listen to Sarah Sanders.
Frankly, I think that the term animal doesn't go far enough, and I think that the president should continue to use his platform and everything he can do under the law to stop these types of horrible, horrible, disgusting people.
Well, there you go. That's not even our big three this morning. The big three, of course, starts with the tragic a school bus dump truck collision in New Jersey. One student, as we said, a fifth grader, has died. So has Jennifer Williamson, a beloved 20-year veteran as a social studies teacher at Eastbrook Middle School in Paramus. And just terrible. And we'll have Alice Stockton Rossini coming up in about 10 minutes. She's at the school. I can't imagine. They're going to have regular school today.
Yeah.
I would think. Well, I'm sure they'll have grief counselors there as well. But,
of course.
And hopefully they'll talk to the, a lot of talking with the kids. So I hope that goes on today. Also in the Big Three, how about that racist lawyer? Do you think he'll ever practice law again, this clown?
I don't think so. I love that video of the New York Post reporter chasing him down, trying to get him to say something. He's got his coat over his head. He's got his umbrella up.
This video, it's unbelievable, of the New York Post chasing him down the street. And he doesn't want to answer. He's got the umbrella. Listen to some of this.
At what age did you decide you wanted to be a racist like this?
This is a reporter. This is a reporter of the Post.
Cindy Adams. Cindy Adams.
At what age did you decide you wanted to be a racist like this?
So you speak Spanish fluently, but you couldn't talk to them?
You speak Spanish fluently? You wouldn't talk to us?
Aaron, why won't you show your face? I mean, don't you want to stand by those things you said yesterday?
Are those loaded questions?
You newspaper guys. You know what you do? You make stories up. That's what you do in the media.
Oh,
the president's right.
That is
guys, make stuff up.
Such a classic reporter's trick. You, with the questions, you set the guy up to take a fall if he answers them. It was such hiding a great
behind,
trap.
And he was hiding behind the umbrella, which is really funny.
That guy is finished. He is
and
finished.
Rounding out the Big Three, we have the countdown to the royal wedding.
I wonder if there will be some acknowledgement of Diana in any way at the wedding.
Oh, well, there has to be.
Yeah, I've heard speculation of moments in, or maybe what Meghan is going to be wearing, or jewelry, or something is going to be from the
mom. Maybe a piece of
mom.
Jewelry that belongs to Diana.
Her engagement ring, actually, the two stones on side of the main stone were from Diana's collection. So she does have two of Diana's diamonds on her engagement ring.
By the way, you can bet legally in London. You know the way we bet on all these Super Bowl prop bets, like how long is the national anthem?
Yep.
Will it be heads or tails for the coin toss? They have all this stuff that you can bet on. In England, what will she be wearing? What color will be the Queen's hat? All this, you can bet. So we're going to take that test. We're going to do we're going to do a quiz. You and me and Natalie and Joe. And that's coming up later this morning.
And I always win.
And Natalie always wins. And you'll win this one. But at 8:50, we're going to do a royal wedding contest with these questions. But the first one's already been answered. My first question on the test was going to be, who's going to walk her down the aisle? I was going to vote for her. Actually, I was going to vote for William. I thought that would be a nice touch, but her father-in-law is walking her, our future father-in-law, Prince Charles.
Right.
He's going to walk Meghan down. That must be a thrill for her.
I think it would.
please let it be Charles.
I think it would have been a nice touch if Prince Harry's real dad, James Hewitt, walked her down the aisle.
Stop.
What do you mean real dad?
Everybody knows Prince Charles is not Harry's real father. He doesn't look like Prince Charles at all. He looks like James Hewitt, who had he was an army captain. He had an affair with Princess Diana. He's a ginger like Harry is. They look exactly alike. Come
on,
Michael, Natalie.
You're no longer allowed in any royal wedding segment. You are so negative.
You know, I think they should have Ronan Farrow, Frank Sinatra's son, walking down the aisle.
He is Frank Sinatra's son. No, absolutely.
Well, he doesn't look like Woody Allen.
He does not look like Woody Allen.
That's for sure.
And Prince Harry does not look like Prince Charles. He's not a buck-toothed moron.
Coming up in a few minutes at 7:30, Michael Riedel will give away his personal Mets tickets to the right numbered caller. I'll give away my personal seats at 8:30. And the Mooch joining us in about 40 minutes.
What?
The Mooch. Anthony Scaramouche will ask him if it's true, if he's going to do a TV show with Stormy Daniels' lawyer. So that's all coming up soon. Also, up next, though, we're going to go to Alice Stockton Rossini at Eastbrook Middle School in Paramus. Tragic sight.
Good morning, everybody. It's Friday, 7:25. We want to go right now to WOR's Crackerjack reporter, Alice Stockton Rossini, who is live from the Eastbrook Middle School. That's the school they were going on the field trip when the bus collided with the dump truck, killing a student and a teacher. Good morning, Alice. What's the what's the mood at the school today?
It's a very, very, very sad day. The Board of Ed offices are right across the street from the school, and members of the Board of Education started arriving early this morning. There are buses parked out in front of the school, bus drivers greeting other bus drivers, crying, breaking down in the parking lot. As I stood there, one of them screamed at me to please just leave us alone, go away. As I walked away, there were you could hear the sounds of bus drivers closing their windows so that we couldn't get anywhere near them. They don't want to be bothered. They don't want to talk about it, certainly not the administrators here. Outside the school, there's a heavy police presence, and teachers are arriving. I haven't seen a lot of students. Students should be arriving about now. We'll start seeing some students file into the school. But it's just beyond sadness that a field trip at the you know, in springtime, and, you know, school's only, it's going to be out in a couple of months, and they're going to go to Waterloo Village, which is this really cool historic village with a grist mill and old houses from the 1800s, and all these fifth graders, you can imagine how excited they were, and now one fifth grader is dead. A beloved social studies teacher who was one of the chaperones is being remembered. There's flowers outside the school around the sign for the middle school. There's flowers there, and we're expecting that memorial to grow. But it's just so sad for the entire community, and just a lot of people shaking their heads and looking down and, you know, really wishing that the press weren't here. And unfortunately, we find ourselves in the position of saying, you know, we don't want to be here either. Right. But it's our job, unfortunately, and we share their grief and we share their loss. And we want to know what was the deal with this bus driver. Evidently, according to state DOT cameras, the guy missed the exit. It was the exit to Stanhope off of Route 80. And he went possibly, allegedly, to make a U-turn where only police vehicles are allowed to go. It's like a side road where, and Route 80 kind of splits, and he went to make a U-turn with a busload of kids. And, you know, that's when everything went horribly wrong.
Alice, do we know anything about Jennifer Marie Williamson, the social studies teacher who was killed? Anyone say anything about her? Any details on her life?
Well, we're seeing on Facebook that, you know, she had been there for 20 years. A lot of graduates knew her. She was loved. You know, just accolades for this woman across the board. And just that she was a great teacher and loved the kids and, you know, things like that we're seeing on Facebook. Not much more than that, but that she was a longtime teacher here.
Hey, Alice, are you surprised? It's a Friday. Might they have just closed school for the day? Are you surprised it's open?
Yeah. Honestly, we're all kind of talking about that. Like, would I let my kid go to school today? Would I want my kid to go to school today? Is it an attempt to keep things as normal as they can possibly be with such a tragedy? There are grief counselors here to help the kids. Maybe they're feeling that the kids should be together or may want to be together in one place. I don't think there's going to be a lot of instruction going on here today. But, yeah, that's the only reason I could think that they would keep the school open, is that just to give the kids a place to be and a place to share their grief.
Yeah, Alice, anything about the injuries? We talked about the poor kid and the teacher who were killed, but there were some pretty bad injuries, too. Do we know anything about those?
I have not seen any update on the injuries. But it appears that a lot of the kids on the bus, you know, wound up either, you know, at least being seen by someone at a hospital nearby. But no, I have not had any updates on, like, the number of critical injuries, if any. Just the same reports that you're hearing that, you know, it appears this dump truck hit the bus from behind and then it flipped over. And, you know, the reports of kids hanging, you know, hanging on to their seatbelts and escaping through windows and emergency exits and all of the horrors that I'm sure came out yesterday and throughout the evening.
Hey, Alice, we're going to check back with you when school opens, okay?
Okay, guys.
All right, thanks, Alice. Thanks, I can only imagine. And, you know, don't blame the media, folks. They're just
Alice is just doing her job. Be nice to her.
On a much, much, much lighter note.
It's your chance to win my personal pair of tickets to see the Mets take on the Marlins on May 22nd at Citi Field. I want you to be caller number 21. 21 is the lucky number today. Give us a call at 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. If you are 21, you're the winner. Purchase tickets at Mets.com/tickets. And now let's get the 7:30 news with Joe Bartlett.
Okay, Michael, one person in custody after he fired shots at the president's golf club in Doral, Florida. Police there say the shots were fired early this morning. Not clear how many were fired. No one hit. The suspect apparently was yelling obscenities about the president before he was subdued. No other information about that. Speaking of obscenities, the attorney Aaron Schlossberg, caught on video ranting about people speaking Spanish, apparently has done it before. Others have said they've seen this guy in the act doing the same sort of thing on the streets. He has not yet commented. A note left on the building where he works says he's been evicted, and he offered no comment to a New York Post reporter who chased him down yesterday.
Aaron, why won't you show your face? I mean, don't you want to stand by those things you said yesterday?
That was me.
That was me.
These post reporters, what a classy bunch.
Hey, don't you want to say some more racist stuff for
the
camera?
Len, we are just asking the questions.
Oh, sure.
We're just asking the
questions. You were teeing the guy up.
Whack.
A Long Island jury expected to begin deliberations today in the federal corruption trial of former Nassau County Executive Ed Mangano, his wife Linda, and former Oyster Bay Town Supervisor John Venditto, accused of taking bribes in exchange for millions of dollars in loan guarantees. They've heard 10 weeks of testimony. Our news is brought to you by Rex Real Estate. Rex sells homes for the lowest fee in the industry, 2% total. We have another lawsuit here. Civil rights advocates are suing New Jersey over what they say is segregation in the state's public school system. NAACP, the New Jersey Conference, and the Latino Action Network accuse state officials of denying large numbers of black and Latino students a decent education. That's just what the New Jersey education system needs, is another court ruling to upset it. All right, Len, if you need more fodder to go after the president, I'm going to give you this one.
You got the wrong guy.
I got the right guy.
Equal opportunity employee.
Oh, please. All right. Give me the ammo.
Bill Gates.
Oh, I saw that. I heard that.
I haven't heard it.
All right. Bill Gates says President Trump didn't know the difference between HIV and HPV. The Microsoft billionaire made the comment during a meeting of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Gates says he met with the president on two occasions after the election, once at Trump Tower, once at the White House. On both occasions, Trump asked him if the human immune deficiency virus, HIV, was the same as the human papilloma virus.
Yeah.
Gates told him the two viruses are rarely confused.
Why were they talking about, they were talking about computer viruses.
No.
Well, they were talking about viruses with Bill Gates and Donald Trump.
Well, it's probably what the Gates Foundation is doing, working on, HIV protection, things like that. I don't know.
I wonder.
But he also said,
I wonder if Trump had been with Stormy Daniels and had some concerns about STDs.
Oh, that could be.
I don't know.
Apparently, this audio was surprise, leaked to MSNBC.
Yeah.
And Gates was saying that Trump came in and kept calling himself Donald Trump. I hear that Donald Trump is not liked, you don't like Donald Trump, and Donald Trump, and Gates said to the audience, I didn't know if I was supposed to call myself Gates. I mean, so it's kind of a goofy thing. Anyway.
Yeah, well, there you go, Len, if you need something.
I don't. I got all I need.
Yeah.
That's right. Hey, stick around. It's going to be our entertainment section when we get back. We've got all the headlines from showbiz. Alec Baldwin, he had a visit from the Stork, and is Tina Fey going to win a Tony Award?
Oh, very timely promo for iHeart's graduation playlist, because we got a story about a graduation speech.
We do.
Michael Keaton spoke at Kent State University.
Oh, we did.
I want to play some of his graduation speech.
Oh, is this an anti-Trump bashing speech?
Just hold on. You decide.
All right. Oh, play it. Go ahead, play
it. No, let's first give out the winning.
Yes.
The winner's tickets.
All right, yes. Big congratulations to Jacqueline Flynn from Eastchester, New York, who won my personal pair of tickets to see the Mets take on the Marlins on May 22nd. Congratulations, Jacqueline.
And my personal seats, which are better than Michael's, those will be available at 8:30 this morning for the correct caller. So you surmise that because I want to play some of Michael Keaton's graduation speech at Kent State, that it's going to be anti-Trump. That's what you decide?
That's true.
Okay, so let's listen and we'll discuss.
Okay.
I've got one more thing to say, and it'll only take me a second. I've got two words that I want you all to remember. They're very important. And if I leave you with anything, I'm going to leave you with these two words. And those two words are, I'm Batman.
Now, don't you feel stupid.
I do, actually.
You called me stupid on the air a little while ago. Don't you feel like an idiot now?
I was prepared for one of these Hollywood liberal elites to go a Trump bashing at the speech. And he said, I'm Batman?
He has two words for people. They're the graduates of Kent State University.
Yeah. I'm Batman.
There you go. Words to live by for the graduates.
What kind of speech is that?
It's a good speech, because who's listening to the speech? Nobody.
And who really wants to hear words of wisdom from Michael Keaton?
Listen, call me a nerd, all right?
Call me a nerd. Stupid.
Call me a geek.
Geek.
Call me Phi Beta Kappa and Magna Cum Laude from Columbia University. But I will never forget the speaker at my graduation in 1989 was the great author Herman Woke, who wrote The Winds of War and Marjorie Morningstar. He gave a fantastic speech that has stayed with me throughout my entire life. He gave good advice about being an adult, about accepting everything that comes your way, the good and the bad, and making something of it. It was a very moving speech. It was witty. It was great. I paid attention to every single word he said. So, yes, call me a geek, call me a nerd, but it meant a lot for Herman Woke to be speaking at my graduation.
Who spoke at your graduation, Natalie?
No clue. I don't remember.
I hate
have
to admit
no
this.
Idea.
Who spoke at yours, Herbert Hoover?
I hate to admit this. This is my 50th class.
It is. This, wow.
And who's 1968, the speaker at my graduation at Syracuse University was?
Herbert Hoover.
Walter Cronkite.
Oh, really?
No, yeah. Really?
That's a great speaker. Oh, do you remember what he said?
I remember the very first line. And that's, these are the best of times. These are the worst of times. I swear to God. That's how he started the speech. I don't remember another word. I just remember thinking, this is boring. Let's get over it. That's all I remember.
You weren't entranced by Walter Cronkite?
No. You know who gave a great my son's graduation at Penn in 1996? Tom Brokaw.
Oh.
And he had a wonderful speech about the greatest generation. Wonderful speech.
Did he feel up any of the faculty
Stop! Just behave yourself. You have congratulations you want to give to a famous actor and his wife?
To Alec and Hilaria. Alec and Hilaria.
Hilaria? How does she pronounce it?
Alec and Hilaria Baldwin. They have welcomed their fourth child. I mean, my God, Alec, he's 60 years old. He's shooting with a full deck.
His libido is strong.
That's right. Yeah.
I feel like they just had a baby
all the time. Yeah, it's great, though. They've got a son, their fourth child. Everybody's doing fine. Everybody's happy. Alec has, he's got five kids now because he's got Ireland Baldwin from Kim Basinger. Oh, I got to tell you about Alec Baldwin. I know this personally because I've dealt with him a few times.
Yeah.
You want to wave a red flag in front of a bull? You mention to Alec Baldwin his ex-wife, Kim Basinger, and he foams at
really? Why?
Because he hated her. Oh, and she hated him. That was one of the bitterest, ugliest divorces of all time. I remember when he got caught on the phone yelling at his daughter in Ireland.
Yes.
And he said it was all about the mother and all that. He goes nuts when you talk about Kim Basinger.
All right.
Nuts.
So I'm reading the New York Post here, which we didn't get today for some reason. So I had to read it online.
Oh.
And there's a column here by some guy named Michael Riedler. Riedel? Riedel?
I've heard it's Riedel.
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 Bobby Riedel wrote a column. Riedel High School. And
11 weeks here, you still mispronounce my name.
Michael Riedel writes a Friday column because he's Mr. Broadway. And then I get an email from Bridget. Good morning. The wonderful rich details and scoops. What a great column today. I loved it. We are so glad you're on the air. And also continuing as a columnist, you are our New York City treasure. I want to throw up.
But your Bridget didn't say that. You said that.
I said I want to throw up. Her email ended with treasure. You wrote about Tina Fey, says she isn't above the schmoozing for Tony votes. So she's out there campaigning, huh?
Yes, but very subtly. It's basically everybody on Broadway wants to meet Tina Fey. She's a superstar on The Great White Way, and a lot of Tony voters are in town seeing all the shows. And Tina, God love her, she's popping up at all the cocktail parties, taking selfies with people, and everyone tells me she's fun, accessible, she's having a good time. Her show Mean Girls is not going to win the Tony Award. That will go to The Band's Visit, but Tina could well win for her script to Mean Girls.
So that's what. Now, you refer to roadies in your column. Who are the roadies?
The roadies are the people who own theaters around the country and who produce all the shows that go on tour.
Ah.
And they come to New York every year to catch up on the new shows. And they're very powerful because a lot of them are Tony voters.
And then she's sucking up to them. Exactly. Yeah. All right, Reed Riedel's column. The best line of the column is always the last one where they mention my name that we do a little radio show here. All right, we return. Now, Mooch is going to join us live. Hey, is he going to do a TV series with Stormy Daniels' lawyer? We'll get the inside story from Anthony Scaramucci.
Happy Friday, everybody. Coming up at 7:54, and we're going to go right to the Mooch line.
The Mooch.
Because on the Mooch line is former White House Communications Director. He was there for about... Two seconds. Anthony Scaramucci. Good morning, Anthony.
Hi, Anthony.
Okay, so first off, it was 954,000 seconds, Michael.
Don't you know Rent? Don't you know the music from Rent?
If you say 2 seconds, I gotta scream fake news.
Exactly. Hey, you know, I gotta hand it to you, Mooch. You know, I am so happy that you are going to get together with Michael Avenatti to cook up a TV show, because I just don't think we get enough of Michael Avenatti on television.
You know, I got to tell you something, and I don't mind the guy. I mean, I understand he's a very fearless competitor and all that other stuff, but this has really been manifested by a group of guys at UTA, and I think they pitched it to a few people. But number one, Michael's not going to do it. He's got clients that he's linked into, and number two, I've got clients. I'm back at Skybridge, so I appreciate it. I thought the picture was funny of me, like holding my hand up to his fist. I don't know if you guys caught that picture, but that was a classic pose. I figured, okay, I'm about to take a picture with one of the president's enemies. What am I going to do here? I didn't want to be all smiley, so I put my fist up to his face. So,
well, we've got your theme song for the TV show.
Yeah, we do have a theme song.
Okay, ready? What's the theme song? Go ahead.
I don't think Mooch knows this show. He's too young.
That show, Jack Klugman and Tony Randall.
The Odd Couple.
So wait a second.
Jack Klugman and Tony Randall, but also remember Jack Lemmon and Walter Mattel.
Oh, sure.
Absolutely.
The movie was great.
He's old enough to remember that.
I think it was, what was this? This was the anniversary, like 50th anniversary. Some
50th anniversary.
Hey, Mooch. So, but seriously, though, the story got a lot of publicity that supposedly they were pitching a show with you and Avenatti together. They never came to you and asked you?
No. That's not true. I always play straight. No, they came to me and said that we've surfaced this thing and there is an interest. And I said to them that I'm back at Skybridge. It would be impossible for me to do a show like that because I think the show that if it was going to happen, the show that they wanted was like that Crossfire show. Mm. I don't know if you remember that show. And
sure.
I want to go back into the financial services genre of TV at this point, because frankly, I'm back at my $11.5 billion asset management company. But yes, they did come to me and say that they put some feelers out. What did I think? And then, by the way, I know Michael said the same thing to them. Hey, listen, you know, I've got clients. Obviously, Stormy Daniel being his biggest client, but he's got clients. So I don't see the show materializing. It's not a show, frankly, that I can do and be at Skybridge. And guys, I started that company 13 years ago, and I want to stay there and grow it at this point. You know,
hey,
I don't know how many seconds 13 years is, Michael, but I'll be back.
Yeah, you will figure it out. Hey, Mooch, there's so many stories, I don't know where to begin. Maybe just start with all the leaking out of the White House. That's become such a cause now. Yeah. Now it's not what someone says that they get upset about the president. He gets upset by the leaks. I mean, what you were there. Why is this the leakiest sieve on the place on the face of the earth?
It's very simple. If you want to talk about the Odd Couple, these are odd groups. It's not the chocolate and the peanut butter and Reese's. This is the always Trumpers that were on the campaign that were merged into never Trumpers from the RNC. And so Reince previously made a decision to flood that comms team with about 70% never Trumpers. And so these guys clobber each other every single day. And like a good corporate merger, they never got their culture right from day one. And so when you merge two very disparate groups with different philosophies, there's things you do at the corporate level to make those guys get along or to rethread it. And if they can't get along, frankly, you got to start the process of firing people until you get it down to a group of people that can get along. And so I was in the process of doing that. Once I was fired, I think it became impossible to do that unless they were going to put somebody in there that had corporate culture experience. And so here you are now. There's way more never Trumpers in that comms team than there are always Trumpers. And Kelly Sadler is actually a very loyal person to the president. So one of those anonymous leakers thought that they would say that thing that she said about John McCain, which I think is inexcusable, by the way. I'm not defending her in that way, but she should have been offered the opportunity to apologize. But they run out of the White House. They leak it anonymously in an effort to get her fired. And since I got fired as a result of something like that, people thought that Rudy was going to get fired last week as a result of something like that. They figured, okay, this is great. She said something stupid. Let's get her fired. And I think it's just really unfair to the president because he's out there working on world problems and helping us solve issues related to our economy and trade. And then they're in there shooting at each other to the point, fellas, where they canceled their meeting this morning. They can't even have a meeting together because they're fearful that there will be leaks related to that meeting. And so just very unfair to the president.
You know what he needs? He needs you back there in the White House.
Go back, Roots. We want you back.
Come on. No,
I'm at Scott. First of all, they would never ask me back. I'm too honest, too direct. Number two, I would fire those people. I know exactly who they are. They would be immediately fired, although my guess is if I did go back hypothetically, which of course never would happen, but if I did go back hypothetically, they would leave because they would never allow me to get to them. They would resign before I could.
Hey, Mooch, we're out of time. You got to come back. Come back soon, okay, pal?
Yeah, come and be in the studio with us.
Happy Friday, guys. I got to come to the studio at some point and crash your party over there.
Okay. We'd love it. Thanks, Mooch.
Thanks a lot. Hey, stick around. We're going to stick into that racist lawyer when we get back. He's been evicted, and the Post is on his trail. All that's coming up.